Well, Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskat here, Christian Center Street Report, doing our Supernatural Friday podcast. We love these. We find supernatural stories. We found one of an amazing deliverance of a demon-possessed young lady. But I believe this is a sign to us of what's headed for the days ahead. God wants you to have the authority and the power to deal with this. All right, let's listen in. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai. Od Avinu Chai. Od Avinu, Od Avinu, Od Avinu Chai. Od Avinu Chai. Od Avinu Chai. Od Avinu, Od Avinu, Od Avinu Chai.
Well, blessings. It's Friday. Glad you're with us. Today is the 15th day of September 2023. We enter into what tonight? Rosh Hashanah. We enter into the new season. The trump shall sound, and so many things are happening in the spirit. Obviously, we know that as in the days of Noah, so shall it be the coming of the Son of Man, and that's what we're seeing. And what you see mostly when you look back at those days is every man's heart was intent on evil, which means they opened themselves to the demonic realm. And today we found a testimony of a minister who prayed for a young lady who was demon-possessed, suicidal, and was going through great torment in her life, and yet God supernaturally showed up. Well, that's what for ministers to do, deliverance ministries. No, the Bible tells us that these signs shall follow those that believe. They shall cast out demons. I think it's amazing how we embrace so many other things of the kingdom, healing and the supernatural, gifts of the Spirit, but we don't spend much time thinking about casting out demons. Why? Because it's mysterious, it's messy. But I am telling you, the Lord is speaking to us that deliverance and healing is going to be one of the next waves of the Spirit come on the church of Jesus Christ. And we're going to get some authority here, and we're going to start seeing this stuff dealt with and people get free. So listen to this testimony, and we're going to pray for you that you have the same authority to set the captives free.
Right there at the altar, this spirit begins to manifest. This was a situation of demonic possession. She began to manifest and contort in ways that I had never seen. I would have to confront this spirit. She began to claw her fingernails into my wrist. One thing happened that was so supernatural to me that made me realize that the angelic realm is so real. Well, hello, this is Isaac Petrie, and I have a supernatural story to share with you. If you are in ministry or if you're just a mom, the power of God is real to deliver. One of the signs that Yeshua said would follow us is that we would cast out devils. We read in the Bible in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and we see all of these miracles. And that's not just for ministers, that's for believers. And one of the most supernatural experiences I've ever seen occurred while casting out an evil spirit from this young lady who was suicidal, who was very troubled, would run away from home, very traumatic childhood. I decided to help. At that time, I was pastoring a church. I actually brought the young lady into my home. This is when I became aware of the supernatural in a way I had ever experienced and supernatural presence. Because literally that night, I could not sleep in my own home. It was such a weird presence and sense of what was happening that it woke up my daughter it woke up everybody in the house. It was just this weird thing where we all could not sleep. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, you're dealing with a demonic spirit that literally needs to be cast out. The fact that this young lady could bring such a presence in my home to disturb our rest that night, I knew once we got to church, I would have to confront this spirit. I knew this was a situation of demonic possession. So we get to the service, the worship is great, and the ministry is great, and at the end, we have an altar call. Thank God the young lady came to the altar. We begin to pray, and then something began to manifest through her. And at that time, I began doing a deep dive into angels and the angelic realm, and I knew that it was more powerful than the demonic realm. Because when Elisha said, there are more with us than they are with them, I began to just get faith in angelic activity. I didn't know why he had really given me that revelation until that night. Now I'm confronted with this situation, and right there at the altar, this spirit begins to manifest. What I decided to do, because I knew that this could turn into a spectacle, I dismissed the church and asked the elders and the worship team to stay behind. Then, after the church was dismissed, we began ministering, commanding the evil spirit that had a hold of her to come out. She began to manifest and contort in ways that I had never seen. The best way I can describe it as like a cat hissing. As she began to manifest, her voice began to change and the voice began to speak out, you cannot cast me out. I'm going to kill her. She's mine. So the elders are around. The worship team is still singing. So this was done in the presence of people. I began to lay my hands on her head. She began to claw her fingernails into my wrist to the point where it was very painful and about to break my skin. When I declared, and I don't know why I did it, I declared as the elders rushed in to pull her hands off of me, I told them, step back, don't touch her. And I said, angels of the Most High God, get this spirit's hands off my wrist. With all of them watching, something supernatural happened as it looked like one by one, the angels of God opened up every finger and snatched her hands back like that. And she stayed that way until she was delivered. And that taught me that the angelic realm is real. The supernatural power of angels are more powerful than demonic spirits. Seeing that, the fact that you could commission angels to tell spirits and they could control human bodies to not touch you, to not come near you, changed my life forever about the authority we have in the realm of the spirit. So now I begin to pray and the spirit is saying, no, I'm gonna kill her, I'm gonna kill her, I'm gonna destroy her. You can't cast me out. And I knew by revelation that there was something that she would have to do to renounce this spirit. So we fast forward 45 minutes to give her the strength to finally denounce the spirit of suicide and hate and anger. She asked Jesus to come into her life and her heart. As the elders could testify, something happened that we had never seen. We saw the countenance of a person change, literally as if God put a new face on this young lady. As the spirits left her body, she literally changed physically into the most glorious, beautiful countenance. And we were all standing back watching at awe of the supernatural power of God to deliver. Through that one deliverance, we have seen so many people delivered. People coming to the altar, crawling like snakes, being set free because we know now how to take authority over evil spirits and how they have to obey our commands, because the host of heaven and the power of the Holy Spirit is ready to back you. Now, why am I sharing this supernatural story? I want to pray for you right now. There are ministers, you're watching me, and then there are people that have been called to deliverance, or you're just a mother praying over a child. You don't have to be a minister. You have supernatural authority to cast out devils, and the angelic realm is waiting to assist you. You could perchance just be watching me and feel like there's a stronghold in your life that you haven't been able to get rid of. Well, get ready, because the power of God, the authority of Yeshua is about to be released, and you are going to be set free. That authority is there. Some of you have been hesitant. Some of you have been reticent. But after today, there is coming an anointing on you to see people deliver like never before. And like I said, I want to reemphasize, you don't have to be a minister. These signs shall follow them that believe. All you have to do is be a believer, and that authority is yours. So right now, in the name of Yeshua, I command every evil spirit that is tormenting your life, whether it is just the spirit of fear and anxiety that's tormenting your mind, or whether a door has been opened for the enemy to literally possess your body, I command in the authority of Jesus to turn loose of you by the holy written word of God and the authority of Yeshua. Be set free. I command it to go, and I release the angels of the Most High God. Go forth and enforce the words that are coming out of my mouth right now, and drive every spirit out of every person that has opened their heart to deliverance right now. In the matchless name of Yeshua, be set free. Now just begin to lift your hands and thank God. And this is important, because you're the ultimate authority over your life. Begin to declare your freedom right now. Declare, I am free. Suicide, oppression, fear. It could be guilt. It can be shame. It could be all types of things where the enemy has gotten an inroad into your life. But I came to tell you, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And this is your day of deliverance. Let's go forth and bring the supernatural to the world in the way of deliverance.
That's a powerful testimony. And that's the goodness of God. And when we've seen deliverances, we experience the same thing that this minister experiences, Isaac there. And I think it's very important that we understand that we should not be scared of this realm. I remember many years ago, Cindy Jacobs was sharing a testimony of her child. And her child was, I think, 9, 10 years old, whatever. And obviously, they talked about deliverance a lot. Anyway, in the morning, the child comes in and says to Cindy and her husband, and says, "Hey, I had a demon come in my room last night and manifested. And, you know, appeared to me in my room." And of course, Cindy, being a mom, said, "Well, gosh, why didn't you call me, you know, to come?" And he goes, "Oh, mom, it was just a demon." And I think that's the simplicity of the kingdom. As a child would see it, look, that child knew, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And that's the concept we have to get. That yes, it's spooky. Yes, it can be weird. Things happen unusually, like he described in this testimony. But the fact is, God is greater than that. Mary Magdalene, you think about her deliverance that made her one of the greatest followers of Christ. Because once they get free of that and they experience the power and the love of Jesus Christ, they don't want to go back to that lifestyle. And they become a different person. They become the creation that God made them to be. And you and I are responsible kingdom-wise to help these people. I believe we're going to see more and more of this in the days ahead. I felt to in my meetings to begin to call that out and to begin to activate hearts of the people to become active to help the free the captives. We have to see it that way. Can't see it as, oh, us being greater than them only and that look what's going to happen. No, to set the captives free. Let's pray that that happens for all of us today. I hope this testimony encouraged you, but also I pray that fear not be a part of moving into the realm of this ministry. Obviously, you need to get equipped and trained. Find a good ministry that's doing that. We're training our people. You be ready for this because God is going to send you into places to help those that are bound. Father, I pray for that. Everybody here today that's listening on this, our Supernatural podcast, that God, they'd have a heart to function in the power and the authority that you give through the sacrifice of your life as we enter into the rest of what you've done. Shabbat Shalom. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Well, thanks again for listening to another one of our Shabbat Shalom podcasts. We call it that because we enter into the rest of the work of what Jesus did. Obviously, it's Sabbath, but we do it to let you have that truth. And we share these testimonies of the power of God to set many free. And this was one of them today. I pray it encouraged you. Listen each and every Friday for that, and please share it with your friends. Again, thanks for following us. Go to our app, our website. We have so many things coming up. The feast is upon us, so this is a feast season. So listen in and follow our teachings and the things we're bringing about the coming season in the Hebraic year. God bless you. We will see you next week.